Welcome aboard the Story Ark. I'm your captain, Kenny Mears, and let's take a voyage together.
Here in the United States, today is Memorial Day, a day when we celebrate those who died in military service. It is our way of respecting our relatives who gave their lives so we can live ours. So today we have saved a special story from our friend, Wayne Karchner, in which he tells us about one such relative. Here's Wayne with his story, My Uncle Yelmer.
My Uncle Yelmer was a big part of my life growing up. Whenever my mother spoke of him, you could tell he was her favorite brother. He was 17 in 1941 and living on a farm west of Ogden on December 7th when Japan attacked Pearl Harbor. He and my uncle, Irvin, decided to join the Navy. Granddad thought 17 was too young to go to war, but Uncle Irvin and Yelmer worked on him until he gave permission, and they both went into war. Uncle Irvin served faithfully as a cook on a battleship through the entire war and was in most of the major battles of the South Pacific. The family was always worried about him. Uncle Yelmer, probably because of his age, got one of the safest jobs in the war. He was a tail gunner in a Navy PV-1 patrolling the west coast of the U.S. and Canada. On December 26th, 1943, Uncle Yelmer and his five crewmates took off on a top-secret training mission from Whibley Island, Washington State. They were training on a new device called radar. They were supposed to fly up the west coast of Vancouver Island, land at a new airfield on Vancouver Island, refuel, and return to base. On December 27th, my mother's family received a telegram stating that Uncle Yelmer's plane was lost, presumed crashed in the Pacific, presumed no survivors. That's not what happened. They couldn't find the new airfield. They were running out of fuel. As they looked for a place to set down, they flew over a place called Lawn Point. Lawn Point is exactly what it sounds like, a point of land pointing out into the Pacific that's covered by grass. You can actually look up Lawn Point on Google Earth. It's now a provincial park. The pilot thought that it seemed like a great place to sit down and wait. But as he got closer, he saw that the lawn, the grass, was 6 foot high and was hiding boulders. They could not land there. The pilot attempted to pull up and find another landing spot. I have been told that the longest word in the English language is if, because it holds so much. If they had gained 4 more feet of altitude before they came to the trees at the end of Lawn Point, if they had gotten over those trees, this would be nothing more than the story my uncle told of the time they almost crashed. But they didn't make it over those trees. They hit the top of the trees at the end of Lawn Point, and Uncle Yelmer's plane and his crewmates crashed in the old-growth forest on Vancouver Island in the middle of a Canadian winter on December 26th. Because Uncle Yelmer was in the back of the plane, he was the least injured, and he helped the surviving members of his crew out. They built a fire and waited for rescue through all of January. They were able to catch some fish and some shellfish, but there was never enough food, and they were always cold even with the fire. His best friend on the plane was a navigator. He wrote many times about him. The navigator was the son of a Methodist minister. I like to imagine the two of them sitting around the fire, talking, praying, singing hymns and waiting for rescue. A rescue that didn't come. All through January, all through a Canadian February, Uncle Yelmer stayed with his crew, helping the best he could. But one by one, Uncle Yelmer watched as each and every one of his crewmates died of starvation and exposure to the elements. Uncle Yelmer knew that it was important that his buddies' families have the remains of their loved ones to bury, so they could have a grave to visit. So he did the only thing he left to do for his buddies. He lined their bodies up on a sheet of plywood on the beach, covered them with brush to keep away the animals, and then with their dog tags in his pocket, he started off to rescue himself. The plane crash was not found in February. It was not found in March. Finally, in April of 1944, the wreck was found. The rescuers found the plane in the forest. They found the bodies of the crew lined up on the beach, some with partially healed broken bones, so we knew they lasted for a long time. They found the fire pit with fresh fish bone, with fish bones in it. What they did not find, what no one ever found, was my Uncle Yelmer. We don't know if he tried to make a raft and go across the bay to Winter Harbor and drowned. We don't know if he tried to walk through the jungle, the old-growth forest, and died there. We don't have a grave to visit. Someday I'm going to meet my Uncle Yelmer. And I'm going to embrace him. And I'm going to ask him about his last days. You see, he was always a big part of my life growing up. Whenever my mother spoke of him, you could tell he was her favorite brother.
The Story Arc is a production of Food for Thought Audio. This episode was written, produced, and edited by me, Kenny Mears. We'd like to thank today's storyteller, Wayne Karchner, for sharing his story. Wayne is a member of the Utah Storytelling Guild. For more information on him and his work, be sure to check out his profile on utahstorytellingguild.website. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, YouTube, or Instagram, or wherever you listen to podcasts for more content. And until next time, thanks for listening. Hello everybody, it's your Captain Kenny Mears here with some exciting news. We here at Food for Thought Audio have been cooking up something special, and we are excited to announce a new show, Uplift Uganda, The Power of One Step Forward. Join host Trevor Dykes as he travels to Uganda to explore how to make a difference and help lift the people he loves there out of poverty. So please, go give a listen to Uplift Uganda, with new episodes released every Friday, wherever you listen.